As adults, we have to take on so many roles, especially if we're raising a family. Well, that includes providing for their needs. But that work that we do in order to provide for those needs, well, is it also work that honors God? And first and foremost, isn't that the purpose of all of our work? Well, joining me again today is Michael Davis. He is the host on Common Sense on Social Justice, a standalone podcast that you get right here at Mater Dei Radio. Every other week, Michael is joining us to give us a little bit of a preview of what he's covering this week. And this week, well, we're talking about work. Good morning, Michael. Thanks so much for joining me again.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're talking about work, and we all have to work. As adults, we have to provide for ourselves, for our children, as sometimes our aging parents. We do have requirements that we need to do. So what is work, though? When I say we need to work, there is importance of it. What does the compendium tell us? This is what work is.
Yeah, very important chapter here. And in this week in the podcast, we're doing a generalization of human work because Father Jack Mossbrucker and I did a 5-week series on employment justice and all those things. So this one, I'm kind of paraphrasing chapter 6. But one thing that the compendium brings out is what work is not. And work is not for the purpose of making money. If we look back to the Garden of Eden, that's where we can actually get a good sense of what work is about, because Adam and Eve were put to work right away at the beginning of creation. And in that, they weren't making money because money didn't exist. Wouldn't that be nice? And they weren't working to pay bills because there were no bills to pay. There was no electric bill, gas bill, whatever, no car to put fuel in and all that. So why were they working? Well, the compendium brings out that the true purpose of human work is to cooperate with the Creator in taking care of the earth, which is what they did. And that's what the Genesis narrative says. They were put to work to care for the garden.
Well, Michael, then if we look at all of the different things that we do, it seems like that's a lot of what we do. None of it has to do at all with creation. It has to do with making money, because the society that we live in, well, we don't grow to trade. We work to earn money in order to get the things that we want and need. So how is that not... I mean, cooperating with God means I got to raise these kids and make sure they have food to eat. So I have to work to make money in order to do that.
Yeah. And we're in a post-industrial revolution society. And I talk a lot about this in a lot of the podcasts, that we're just, the industrial revolution did us no favors whatsoever, because it just put us in this artificial place of us just being a part of the machine. You know, and so your job is to work, not to even make money for yourself. It's really to work to make people higher up than you money. And so we have to ask ourselves the tough questions, and the Pontifical Council is challenging us with those tough questions. We say, you know, we have to provide for our family, but now we got to ask deeper questions. What does my family actually need?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if they need food, great. Why not grow, rent a community garden space? Or if you have space in your yard, why not grow your food and cut down on your grocery bill? Because that's healthier in the long run anyways for your family. Or, you know, asking ourselves, how are we spending money on food? And I think if we were to be honest and did a budget, what are we really spending our money on that could be completely cut out of our life and we would still be living just well? For example, for me, I cut television out of my life a few years ago. First of all, I grew up in television. My parents are both retired from RCA, so they made televisions their whole life. So our whole life house was full of televisions. That's how I was programmed growing up. And at one point, I just got bored with it, you know? So then I decided to cut that out. And, you know, I've discovered I'm doing better. I'm more engaging with people now that I'm not in this artificial stimulus all the time. And it doesn't mean I'm anti-television, but what I'm saying is that cable bill, the, you know, those things, the streaming bills, cut out of my budget. Now I'm not working for that purpose.
Oh, That's brilliant. Yeah. Michael Davis is the host of Common Sense on Social Justice. It is a standalone podcast that you can find at Mater Dei Radio. If you head over to our webpage, you can find all of Michael's past episodes. And today we happen to be talking about work. Well, along with work, we work really hard all week long. Well, it is required that we rest. Now, when God created the world in the story of the 7 days, God rested on the seventh day. God didn't need to rest, but it is showing us something. What is God telling us the importance of rest is?
Yeah, exactly. And as we work, one more point to make is that since work is cooperating with the Creator, we can provide for our family and still cooperate by choosing work that does both.
Okay.
But in that, rest is also cooperating with the Creator. Not just because we're commanded to, but the Creator knows that our bodies have limits, number one. So we've got to refresh our bodies, which is interesting in the commandment on the Sabbath. You're also to allow your servants to rest. You're required to allow your animals to rest. And some people say, well, my cat lays around all week anyways. I'm pretty sure they had work animals back then. But, and then the other thing is that the compendium really brings out that it is absolutely necessary to allow your employees a day off so they can worship, because they need spiritual renewal, because it's really hard to focus on prayer and the spiritual when you're working and busy with family all week. So he said, there has to be a day where you can completely focus. And I bring out in the podcast that I like the American idea of 2 days off. And here's why, because it gives you that one day to still work, but work with your family to get repairs done, to do your yard work and all that, so that then the other day off is a truly restful day.
A restful day.
Yeah.
Now, Michael, as we were preparing for our discussion today, we talked about this compendium and its use. As Americans, I think we more often are self-centered in what is directly in front of us. But when we look at the entire world and the way that other countries work, well, those rest days, they mean something totally different, especially if you are working, if you are a day worker in order to eat the next day. Well, you've got to work. There's very little rest for other countries in the world.
Yeah, true. I do work among the poor in Kenya. And in Kenya, you know, people literally will work an entire day for $1, you know, and that's not enough. Even though their cost of living is far lower than ours, it's still not enough to get by. And so, yeah, what do? If I take a day off, then man, you know, that's $1, $4 a month. And that, in an economy like theirs, that can mean a lot. So what do? That's the challenging part. And I think what we can do in more prosperous countries is support them in ways so that they can take that day off.
Well, then, Michael, some of this can be very difficult, too. And I think about in my own life, the comforts that I have, and those are merely that. They're just comforts. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of shoes because, well, I want to have options. But do I need them? No. So how do we balance? Meaning that how do we enjoy, you know, the blessings of living in a country like we do, where there are jobs available, where we don't, you know, if we don't have the ability to grow food all year long, if it's snowing, we'll just go to the grocery store and buy it. How do we slowly kind of bring a materialistic life into balance and still be able to recognize that, yeah, these are things that I enjoy? It can be very difficult to find a balance.
Yeah, I think if you look at John the Baptist, he would say there is no balance. You rip it off like a Band-Aid. John the Baptist says you have two pair of shoes or two coats and your neighbor has nothing, you share it with the other. So for John the Baptist, the lack of balance is I have more than I need. My neighbor has not enough. So for him, the balance is I share with my neighbor. So they have enough and I have enough. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, even though Jesus, by the way, he chose the life of poverty, but Jesus still went to parties. You see him at parties. So, and maybe if we balance all that with King Solomon's wisdom, that there's a time for everything, right? So we have to be in discernment. But as I look at the saints throughout history, they pretty much just said, you know, nothing for me. I'm going to live for my neighbor's good.
Well, Michael, another great episode. We look forward to the podcast. And, well, I look forward to the next time you get a chance to come on to the Morning Blend. Thanks for your
time today. This has been great.
And again, that is Michael Davis. So his podcast is Common Sense on Social Justice. You can find that on our webpage at materdayradio.com. Download the Hail Mary Media app. You'll have quick access to it on your phone. You can listen to it on your way home today.